Lynn English coach Anthony LaFrada is with us. Anthony, welcome. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Guys, coming off a win against Malden, with some of the big plays in that game playing out, maybe it makes sense to go from the back to the front, so to speak. So the clock's got zero on it. What happened just before that?
Yeah, it kind of got a little crazy at the end there. They got a few plays on us, able to move the ball down the field, a couple pass interference calls that went against us. And they got real close to that goal line. They just came up short. The ball didn't cross. They had no timeouts. So they were rushing to get the playoff, but it was illegal formation. Backed them up. I think their coach got a penalty. Someone got a penalty on their sideline that backed them up even further. And there's no runoff in high school football, so they got the 2 seconds back on the clock. The refs talked and said there were 2 seconds. They wound the clock on their whistle. Malden snapped it, threw it up, and it was, luckily for us, it fell incomplete. But our kids made a good play on it.
Yeah. So they knocked down the pass. So that scores 8-6 there for Lynn English to win.
Yep.
But talk to us about the game and how it all played out leading up to that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we took the opening kickoff backs for a touchdown. Jonathan Andres did a great job finding the hole. We got some good blocking. We've been stressing our special teams and our kick return being a little bit more physical. So we were able to block him up. He found a seam, and he hit it. Gave us a lot of momentum and caught the two-point conversion, which turned out to be the difference in that opening series. Edwin took it to the left side and managed to get in, and then our defense just played stellar football really all night long. Secondary, D-line had a great, great performance stopping the run. They earned their touchdown. We helped them out a little bit with our turnover, the fumble, but Julius made a great play on their two-point conversion try to tie it, which was ultimately the difference.
So I guess when you look at that, you're looking at, they didn't give up any more points, and then you didn't give up any points either in a way. But it was defenses that were kind of dominating.
Yeah, the defense for Malden was fantastic also. Big shout out to their staff and their game plan. I mean, they made it hard on us. They tried to force us to throw the ball. You know, Edwin's in his second week of quarterback, so we wanted to try to keep him where he felt comfortable. But they were not going to let him beat him on the edge. And they played great defensively, good tackling, good rallying to the football. So good, great performance by them, but a great performance by us too.
Yeah, so if you look at the film and look at what you guys did right, what are some things defensively that really came out for you?
We talked about all week making sure in passing coverage, that our guys were in position, they were communicating, because we put in a few different coverages this week. We put in a new defensive formation. Coach Healy, our defensive coordinator, came in on Monday with a great game plan, wanting to adjust to take away their pass. We know they can throw the ball. We know they had athletes. And, four interceptions, I think we did a very good job of doing that. And our defensive line was able to get pressure and stop the run really without much help from the secondary. Secondary was pass first like it should be. And our linebackers and D-line did a great job stopping the run.
All right, Somerville, Friday night, 5 o'clock at Manning Field. So what do we expect in that game?
Yeah, Somerville, Somerville's got some athletes. You don't want to let them get loose on the edge or get their guys behind you. They like to throw the ball a little bit also. So our secondary will have to be on its toes yet again. I know they've had kind of some tough games, but, no time like the present for them to bring their best performance. So we got to get our guys ready. It's another home game for us, so I know they'll be excited to perform against Somerville. It should be a good game.
Yeah. Coach, good talking with you. Good luck Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anthony LaFrada, head football coach at Lynn English High School.